Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so excited because in studio with us today we have Santa. No, we don't. We have members of the River Valley Band and the director of the Bells of the Bluffs Choir, which is a handbell choir, and we are excited to chat it up with them because they have a big upcoming concert on December 12th at 3 o'clock p.m. It's going to be at St. Philip's Lutheran Church, which is located on 15th and Pleasant, and we are so excited to hear all about this. So we want to welcome to KDWA Diane Easton. Diane Easton, Dan Retka, Cress Gackle, and Marilee Anderson of the Bells of the Bluff. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Nice to be here today with you.
Thank you so much for coming in. So first of all, this concert has been going on for quite a while. How many years have you been doing this?
This is our 11th annual Christmas concert.
Love it. How exciting. And it's really something I think that the community looks forward to. It's a great way to really kick off the holiday season.
Absolutely. It's become a little bit of a tradition, I think, for Hastings to have a Christmas concert. We're happy to be able to present this annually. Of course, we missed out last year, right, with the COVID situation and so forth, but we're back on. Everybody's happy about being able to get together and hopefully enjoy this concert.
It feels good. So how long were you down for the count? How long did you not participate?
Oh, I think probably, it was March when it happened, and we canceled all rehearsals after that. That was March of 2019.
2020?
20, yeah. And we came back this past summer.
Okay, so you were really kind of out of commission for a while.
A little over a year.
Yes.
Well, you know, when you think about it, when you are in a choir or in a band, you are using a lot, you're expelling a lot of stuff. So I can see how you had to be very careful.
You know, I think there's no occupation, perhaps, that was more disturbed by the COVID than musicians, whether they be amateur musicians like we are, or professionals, like, mm-hmm. For instance, the Minnesota Orchestra was down and out, too, for that mm-hmm. count. So we're extremely happy to be back performing. People in this band just love to play. That's why we do this. And so this is a great venue to demonstrate that back to the community.
So how many people are currently in the River Valley Band?
Well, our group...
Cress, I didn't know if you were talking. I'm so glad you decided to grab the mic. Okay, yes, sorry.
We have Hastings residents, which include Prescott, Vermilion.
It's a community.
Community, Cottage Grove. And we have about 35. What we have also in our trump card is we have students from Red Wing, the band instrument repair program down there, and they're all excellent musicians.
Of course.
We are in friendly cahoots with the instructors down there, and they provide us with these students. They're
ringers.
They are. They are.
They're very good musicians.
And they drive up every Tuesday night, practice with us, and drive back and study and do part-time jobs. Yeah, they're just extraordinary. And we have 19 of them.
So that's a real full band.
It is.
I love it.
We have a full band. And those students play multiple instruments. So if we have a tenor sax, they also could play, which one of them does, a bass baritone, which I have never seen before in my life. Mm. But they bring all these unique talents and play with us. It's really nice. When you're sitting in a group of musicians and you can hear them all playing, except the bad third clarinet player, it turns out it's just a beautiful evening. And this last concert that we had with the VA, we had the Army Band join us from the 405th. And so we had two concerts really going on. So we had a great time with the veterans. So we're looking forward to this Christmas concert. This is part of our kickoff, although Tuesday night we were supposed to be rehearsing again, but our venue has been closed to us. The junior high is closed for some reason. We don't know. So we have only one more rehearsal before concert, which is kind of scary because a lot of us haven't really finished our parts yet. So
well, let's talk about your parts because each of you, I would assume, play different instruments. Cress, what is the instrument you play?
Clarinet.
Okay. And is that something
let me tell you, Mo, I play it very poorly.
Oh, I doubt it. Is that something you did in high school?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And they graduated me and they didn't understand what that meant. So,
so what's your reed number? That always says if you're good or bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a clarinet player. I know all about it.
I'm going to recruit you.
No,
you know
you're
in trouble now.
That's true. We can always use more musicians.
And we don't have auditions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come in and sit next to me.
So nice. I still have my clarinet, and I think I have my sister's saxophone. And
wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all good.
You bring a whole reed section.
I do. Yes.
Jeez. Okay. You referenced a reed number.
Yes.
That shows that you are in the know.
Oh.
I have been using a 2.
Okay.
But I can't tune very well with that, so I've skipped to a 2.5.
There you go. Good.
Which it's good and it's bad. The clarinet I'm using is a very early one, older than me. And so I can use a 2.
Nice.
But Benny Goodman used a 2.
There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah.
So Dan, tell us about you. What instrument do you play, please?
Well, Cress mentioned something about playing several instruments. I started off this year in the baritone section, mm-hmm. commonly called the euphoniums now. But we were needing some percussion assistance back there. So, and I was one of 3 in the euphonium section, so I left there, and now I'm back in the percussion section, which is you need a lot of people back there. We're currently staffed at 4 people, which is just, I think, the minimum that you need to fulfill all the, you know, the parts. Timpani, snare drum, bass drum, the
jingle
mallets.
Bells.
And all that's in the category of hand instruments, of which the scores that we play from, there's a lot of additional, things like triangles and wind chimes and assorted things like that. It takes quite a few people to make that happen. So I've got a percussion background from my high school days. Mo, I think you may have seen me play in a polka band at the church in
St. Matthias in Hampton.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
right.
Hampton, right. And that was a few years ago.
We did all the country churches, but it's that one.
So that's part of my background, too. And it's I think, useful in this band to have a few skills. Diane can relate to her several instruments.
Tell us about that, Diane.
My major instrument is the trumpet.
Nice.
I've been playing since I was in the fifth grade. I majored in music in college. I have a BS in music education, actually, which is why I retired as an IT technician. But I can play most any instrument. I know the rudiments of including percussion. But I do have a trumpet and a cornet and a flugelhorn at home and an old clarinet that's probably as old as the one that Cress has because it was used when my dad bought it for me.
Oh, wow.
Back when I wanted to play clarinet in the fifth grade, but I was too small and I couldn't reach all the holes. So I figured the trumpet only had 3 buttons on it. It should be easier, right? It's not.
You know, I think that what's so great about the community band is that people can really see that music is a life sport. And it's something that you can continue to do as you get older. And I know that certainly kids of these days would say the music piece of their high school, if they were involved with the music at especially the Hastings High School, it's something that will resonate with them their whole life as something that is really cool. And marching band has come so far since I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And, know, you look at these field shows that the bands put on, it's amazing. Right. You know, they don't only sound good, but they're creating a story, and it's just amazing. Yeah,
there are many, many opportunities for young adults to carry past their high school days playing their instrument and so forth. community bands like ours, college bands, mm-hmm. and so forth. So it's we're trying to reach into that segment of our community as well. We really would like to recruit members to our band that come from that younger age group who currently still have that instrument at home, and we'd like to really put them to use. So this is just a small recruiting pitch about having come and join us.
And again, your rehearsals are once a week?
We rehearse on Tuesday nights at 6:45 at the middle school. And our season runs from like Labor Day, just after Labor Day, until the end of the school year.
So the school year, basically, yeah.
Okay. You know, and this Christmas concert we're doing is kind of our gift back to the community. It's always very well received, and we in the past we've been fortunate to have guest artists come with us to this concert. For instance, we had the vocal jazz group come and join us at the concert, and we've had the string quartet group that was playing in town, Ponticelli, mm-hmm. As was known at that time, play with us. And we're extremely happy now this year to have Marilee Anderson and her Bells of the Bluffs join us. They come with a marvelous reputation.
They do. Marilee, you have a marvelous reputation is what he just said. What do you think of that?
I think, take that as a definite compliment.
Meant to be.
I think you should. Marilee, you have been in the music scene in Hastings for many years. So how long has the Bells of the Bluffs been going on?
This is our 9th year.
Nice.
And next year we're celebrating our 10th year.
Fabulous.
And it's just pretty amazing to be able to do that. We have 15 people on
Ringers.
Our roster. Yeah, wow. Including myself. And they're all auditioned, so they have to come with a certain level of expertise in order to play. It can't be a rank beginner. But we are doing a concert on December 5th in Red Wing, a whole Christmas concert. And then we're just very happy to be able to play with the River Valley Band. And kind of how it all came about was one of our members, Cynthia Clanton, sent me an email one day, and she says, "Marilee, have we ever thought about trying to get together with one of the community bands to play?" And I said, "Well, that's an idea." So I sat down and I wrote a note to Tom, I think it was. And I said, "This is who we are. If you're interested, we are interested in joining you." And by golly, they said yes. So I had a couple of pieces for band and bells that I gave to him that were possibilities. And we're going to play two pieces of our own. And we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
We're looking forward to that first rehearsal where we can bring the bells into and the band together to rehearse these two pieces that we're going to perform jointly.
Right.
We're looking forward to that.
So what makes a good bell player? Because that's not really something that you, in a band, you would start out at. So these are musicians from other walks of life,
maybe? Yeah, usually they'll start, you know, they'll be a piano player or they'll be in an instrumental program at the school. And
you have to have strong arms.
Yes.
Strong arm, yep, okay. Yep. And bells are just very addicting and very fun, and people who usually sign up to play it and learn how to play it do really, really well. And it's just like anything else. There's amateurs and there's ones that aren't so amateur, you know, more professional. It's a great musical medium. The thing about it is that if you have 15 people playing bells.
That's a lot, I think, for a choir. That's great.
Yeah. Actually, we probably have 13.
How many octaves does that encompass?
We have 5 octaves.
Oh, my goodness.
5 octaves of bells. And
are they both ringing multiple bells?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
they're all these people.
Multiple bells, yep. And because each person will have varying numbers of bells. And there's low bells, the way down to C3 that weigh about 8-9 pounds, and then there's the little tinkly bells that play. And so you have to bring it all together. But what I was going to say was that playing in a handbell ensemble is like playing one instrument, because each person is responsible for certain bells. And if those bells aren't there, part of the instrument is gone. So they, even though there's 13, 14, 15 people, they have to function as a single unit, yes. Which is pretty unique.
Yeah. It is pretty unique. And, yeah. And were you always the director, or were you in the band or the choir for at one point?
No, I actually founded Bells of the Bluffs.
Nice.
I founded it 9 years ago. I had started working in Red Wing as music director at First Lutheran, and it was a bell choir there, and I've been involved in Bells for many, 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 many years. I played with Bells of the Lakes and professional auditioned ensemble in Minneapolis for like 15 years.
Wow.
And then when I moved, you know, went down to Red Wing, I had to leave that behind because it was too far to drive. And but yeah, it's great. So I founded Bells of the Bluffs, and they've kept me on as director. And I've been in handbells for many, many years.
Well, it's going to be a great concert, and how fun for the public to not only get to hear the River Valley Band, but also Bells of the Bluff. And the concert, again, is going to be on December 12th at 3 o'clock p.m. It is going to be at St. Philip's Lutheran Church, which is at the corner of 15th and Pleasant. What a beautiful space that is. I bet the music just resonates in that new facility.
It's a great sanctuary for a Christmas concert such as this. The space is adequate to get the band. In the case with the, as we add the bells now, the band will be on the altar platform, and the bells will be right down in front. So you'll be in very close proximity to the audience there, mm-hmm. Seated around us. Yeah,
it's going to be really a nice place.
It'll be fun.
Mary Lee alluded to Tom. Tom is our new director, Tom Make. He came to us this past summer after his retirement from Eagan. He was the music director at Eagan High School for many years, and we're extremely pleased that he accepted our invitation to come and direct our ensemble. He's a wonderful director. We're learning lots from him. He's a great motivator for the musicians as well as an instructor.
Well, how wonderful. So again, we have an opportunity on December 12th at 3 o'clock p.m. It's the holiday Christmas concert featuring the River Valley Band with special guest Bells of the Bluffs. And it's going to be at St. Philip's Lutheran Church. It is a free will donation. And if you could, please bring a food donation for Hastings Family Service. We really appreciate you also mentioning your sponsors, Doffing Charitable Fund and HPAC. What would we do without both of those wonderful
Indeed.
Organizations?
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving and Same. Merry Christmas to you. Same. This sounds like a wonderful event.
Same.
And we want to thank our guests today, Diane Easton, Dan Retka, Cress Gackle, and Mary Lee Anderson. Thanks for coming in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.